Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. My fantastic co-host Andrea is off today. I don't think there's much better. I don't think there's anything better than a big, wonderful glass of Bigelow tea on ice in the summertime. So we've got Cindy Bigelow. Hello there, Cindy. Welcome back.
Hello, Lisa. And I couldn't agree with you anymore. There is nothing better than a fresh brewed, and we mean fresh brewed, iced tea.
Right. And what we're going to be talking about today is iced tea for, cold and yummy by the glass. So let's jump in, because I feel like sometimes people think they have to make a whole pitcher. But what if your one kid wants one type and your husband wants another and your best friend wants another? Or, it gets kind of complicated.
Well, that's the beauty of just being able to create your own special recipe. And I do this all the time when people come to my house. We have a video on BigelowTea.com, and that's the whole thing. You can make in a few minutes, not even a few minutes, less than a minute, you can really make a fresh brewed iced tea, unique flavor to the person who you're making the iced tea for. So for us, especially we love all our herbals, our wild blueberry, red raspberry, chamomile mango, cranberry hibiscus. And so, you'll put out a basket of all the different beautiful, hopefully Bigelow teas, and that's why they're all individually wrapped in foil, which is so important because it hermetically seals the herbs, if you're talking herbs, or hermetically seals the teas, if you're talking some of our black teas. And then I always like to go with two teas of choice. So it might be I Love Lemon, which is a beautiful herbal, and then our English Tea Time, which is a beautiful black. It's our version of half and half. Take your two tea bags, put it in a cup, fill it with boiling water, maybe, 2-3 ounces, let it steep for a couple minutes, really make it strong, and then pour it over ice, garnish it accordingly, and that literally is the freshest brewed iced tea you can have with the highest level of antioxidants, because nothing has had time to oxidize, which is the problem when iced tea sits. So you're getting fresh brewed, beautiful flavor, and with all the antioxidant properties. So it's fantastic, and it's fun, and it can be different every time. You can have 4 glasses of iced tea a day, and each recipe can be completely different.
Oh, it's so nice. So I'm looking here. You have iced tea and lemonade, and that one is naturally sweetened. You've got iced tea raspberry, unsweetened, iced tea and lemonade, and pomegranate naturally sweetened. So when they are naturally sweetened, what do you utilize?
Well, we will use, depending on the product, but usually a combination. You are talking about truly our iced teas that come in a bag that you can brew up fresh as well. I was talking about individual tea bags.
Oh,
those
yes.
will not have any sweetener. The ones you're talking about are our beautiful iced teas, quart-sized iced teas. And yes, they'll be sweetened with a combination of some organic, if they're organic sugar, and some stevia. But we work very hard to make sure it doesn't have too strong of a level of sweetness, because, you can never make it less sweet. You can only make it more sweet. So, yeah, we're very careful not to over-sweeten. Yep.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so we were talking tea bags, and then I switched it because I was so excited about these as well. And these actually come already made, right? And you just open the box
is you will brew those as well. Because to be honest, if you want the best tasting iced teas with the most authentic tea flavor, it has to be fresh brewed. There's no question about it, Lisa. So we have a combination of greens with flavor and blacks with flavor and herbal, which is what you're reading. Some of them are unsweetened. Some of them are sweetened. But those, again, you will take that quart-sized tea bag, put that boiling water, 1 cup of boiling water, let it steep for 10 minutes, and then you pour 3 cups of cold water over it, and you've got yourself a fantastic quart of fresh brewed. We love the flavors you were just reading.
Yeah, they sound great. There's also an iced green tea and an iced perfect peach as well. Now, Cindy, for people, I'm sure everyone's heard of Bigelow, but give us a little bit about the family background with your wonderful company.
Well, we're so, so blessed. Lisa, before my interview with you, I was just talking to all of our employees. We have 350 families, as I like to say. We produce our bags in America, either Boise, Idaho, Louisville, Kentucky, or Fairfield, Connecticut. We're very, very proud of that. The majority of our employees have been with us almost 20 years. And because we had such a strong year this year, our year ends June 30, I was able to have a wonderful State of the Union with everyone and then give them all special bonus checks on top of the regular bonus that they will get this year, which will be very strong because we had such a good year. And just to be able to see their faces light up and to be able to do that and to give back to these people that have dedicated themselves to making those tea bags that we're talking about day in and day out, some of them for 30 years, I tell you, it was a very special morning. So, yeah, it's a 70-year-old family company started by my grandmother, run by my parents for 50 years. I took over about 11 years ago, and I just know I'm a steward of this beautiful, beautiful company, and I take it very seriously.
Oh, that's so nice, Cindy. You know, I also see on your fantastic website, BigelowTea.com, the BTCC Community Challenge. It's the 29th. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the BTCC, Bigelow Tea Community Challenge, was started back in 1988, and we've raised about, I don't know, $1.2 million for the community. It's a beautiful community event the last Sunday in September, held at Wakeman's Boys and Girls Club in Southport, Connecticut. Has about 1,000 participants between the 5K run, the 2-mile fitness walk, or the kids scamper. And this year we added a kids obstacle course. And all of the proceeds go to, I don't know, maybe even 18 charities at this point in the Fairfield County area. Mostly women and children and basic needs, but we do also the seniors, handicapped. It's just an amazing, amazing group of charities that are so needed, doing such good work. And so the Bigelow Tea Community Challenge, the BTCC, is really one of the centerpieces of our community giving. We're very proud of it. There's a committee of about 25 people, Lisa, that work on it 10 months a year.
Oh, my goodness. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And we have people that, you know, help do the communication and help build the fun run for the kids and help make sure we have food and daycare, face painting. Oh, but it's so wonderful. We raised so much money. We're so proud of it.
Oh, that is great. You know, I want to get back to iced tea. On your site,
sure,
you have so much great advice how to make iced tea. And you say for iced tea by the glass, you
right,
steep the tea bag a few minutes longer than the Bach recommends for hot tea. Now, why is that?
Well, because I want you to build a concentrate. That's why I like two tea bags. That's why I like to have a lot of different fun flavors, right? So I might take an I Love Lemon and a Plantation Mint. I Love Lemon Herbal Plantation Mint is a beautiful black tea. And we'll let it steep kind of strong to make a concentrate. So then you pour it over ice and you put either your mint twig or your lemon slice. And it really makes sure you're getting the full flavor of the tea and poured over ice. So you don't want it to be diluted. So it's important that you do let it steep.
Now, when we have spoken in the past, I mentioned that my mother, the 1970s, I just laugh because it's so funny. She used to take a tea bag, and I swear it would sit on the counter forever, but she would reuse it and reuse it to the point where it's like, I mean, the water would be clear. I'm like, Mom, get another tea bag. So what do you say to those people? I remember you thought the story was endearing, but I thought, Mom, just use another tea bag already.
No, you're going to get the same response out of me. I just love you consuming tea any way you want to consume tea. And I understand that, you know, that's just important to your mother. It is important to your mother. It's how she's done it. It's how she wants to do it. And I love that history. I love that heritage of it. And I wouldn't change it for the world.
Oh, Cindy, I literally felt like we were talking for like a minute and a half and the segment's already up. So tell us all the ways we can learn more about Bigelow Tea.
Well, you know what? Just go on BigelowTea.com and you can see the video that I was talking about. You just search for surprising iced teas. Or you can find out about the Bigelow Tea Community Challenge. Or you can just find out about the employees or the family or the new products, whatever. We're just so happy you want to visit BigelowTea.com. And we're very proud we're an American company for 70 years, 100% family owned.
That is fantastic. Everyone, thank you so much. And thank you, Cindy. Thanks for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Get some tea, get some ice, get some Bigelow tea. Take care. Stay well.